Tony Hillier's World of Music. Always a sure sign that the weekend is about to come up your driveway, and well, it starts early this week with the Cairns Show Long Weekend. Nice to see you, Tony.
Yes, Richard, thank you. This week I've got tracks from three brand new Australian releases that feature sublime female singers who draw on different parts of the globe for their inspiration. And the first diva in the spotlight is Miriam Lieberman, performing a song that's based on a traditional piece from Guinea in West Africa, where she actually went to study kora, the 21-stringed harp that provides the accompanying figure in the track we're about to hear, and also her associates on cello and violin who add Indian-style glissandos to this track, which is called Benta.
Beautiful voice there, Miriam Lieberman.
Yeah, in its lower register. She's got quite a range, a really beautiful voice. And there's not many Aussies, particularly female Aussies, that play the kora. And as I said before, Miriam actually went to West Africa. She actually studied under the great Tumani Diabate for a while. That was from her fourth and almost certainly her best album to date, Birds of the Moon, recently released. And now another Sydney-based act that's heavily influenced by world music, and that is the sextet known as Chaika, C-H-A-I-K-A, five of whose members are actually female. And you're going to hear, they all actually are excellent instrumentalists, but on this track you're going to hear their spine-tingling harmony singing, which illuminates this song. It's Bulgarian inspired, and the harmony intervals are also those used by Bulgarian choirs.
Chaika, the voices in that, just beautiful.
Yep, absolutely. And as I mentioned before, Bulgarian style singing, and that piece was composed by the band's Laura Bishop and featured her on lead vocals, but it was based on a Bulgarian poem. Last but by no means least, a traditional song from the northeast of Iran, sung by Perth-based Tara Tiba from her recent album A Persian Dream. I should say that the Cheka album was called E Monti as well. I've got a couple of Italian flavoured tracks on it. Tara Tiba was born in Tehran shortly after female singers were prohibited from performing in public, and sadly that situation remains the case. So basically that's why Tara now resides in Western Australia, and Iran's loss is our game, because she's put up this terrific album with some local players from a jazz course which she did, and it's a wonderful synthesis of Persian traditional music and jazz. So let's hear Naivai, I think it's pronounced that way, I'm not sure, from the album A Persian Dream.
I'm a boy. Javoni Voxer.